Yes, Genesis chapter 2. We're going to read verse 21. It reads, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We're living in such an insane season where just to state that there's only two genders makes you radical. We're living in such an insane time that to speak the obvious and common sense can get you canceled. But thank God that he does not raise up weak, jelly back cowards in the kingdom. Oh, y'all can do better than that. Somebody say the devil is a liar. The late great Dr. Miles Monroe once said, "If you want to know the purpose of something, ask the one who created it." So today we're going to quickly dig into the purpose of woman. Is that all right? And we're going to find out something else Dr. Monroe said, that when you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. So what we just read, we went back to the beginning of when God first made woman. I'm going to read it again. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs." Somebody say rib.
Rib.
Now, I don't know if ribs is on the menu today, but somebody says, come on now. So, God put Adam in a deep sleep, and he took something out of man to make the woman. Amen. And because he's a God of purpose, he didn't take something from man's head because he did not want woman to be over man. He did not take something from man's back because she is not supposed to be behind us. He did not take something from a man's foot because she is not beneath us, but he took something from her side because she's supposed to be next to us. The Bible says, and he blessed them. Not just him. He blessed them and told them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. Is that what the word of God says?
Yes.
So because he's such a detailed, intricate creator, he said, I'm going to take the rib from the man. And as I studied this, if you look at the word rib in Hebrew, it is the Hebrew word salah. Amen? And of course it means a rib. But in the Hebrew, it means that which is curved. So that's why you have the hormones that produce your curvaceousness. we got a fun crowd tonight. That's what, some brothers in the house, come on, the courage. When he made man, he made us just flatten up and down, amen? But he gave you the hormones that made you curvy. We gonna keep it PG-13 up in here, but he gave you curves, amen? So when we look at a woman, we see that obvious that he gave you curves. And the rib, because a rib is curved, is it not? A rib is a bone, so it's strong on the inside, but it has flesh, it's soft on the outside. Is that not a woman? Mm-hmm. Somebody say rib. So he took a rib, and rib in the Hebrew means that which is curved. Mm-hmm. In the Hebrew, it also means the leaf of a door. Mm. So what does that mean, Pastor? Well, as I was looking up leaf of a door, I discovered that when you look at a door, you have a panel. That's the main piece in the middle. You have a knob. You have a door frame. You have hinges and screws. The leaf is the actual door, the middle panel. So in the Hebrew, God was prophesying that when he took her, made her from man's rib, that she is a door. Mm-hmm. Somebody say a door. Well, what kind of door is she? Well, it says right here. And he took a rib, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman and brought her unto the man. Somebody say woman. So from the rib that he took from the man, he made woman. Woman is the combination of two words, womb, man. We shorten it and made woman. Are you with me? Female is the combination of two words, fetus and male, where we get female. So what God made when he made woman from the rib, he made a womb man. He made a male with a fetus. Are you there? And did you notice that the enemy didn't rear his head until the woman showed up? Because he saw something in her that was not in Adam. And that was the fact that she had a womb. She could give birth. She could birth life. Mm-hmm. That's when he said, now it's my time. And he didn't approach Adam because he didn't want no smoke from Adam. He approached a woman and he began to speak to the woman. Because him, sisters, your ability to birth life is a superpower. We're living in a day where feminism have so tainted and indoctrinated the minds of women where they look with disdain at the superpower that God created her with. We're living in a day where the very thing that set you apart among us is the thing the serpent have convinced many women is a curse, should be hated. Somebody say superpower. The pastor, what do you mean? Well, if a man can be a doctor, so can a woman. For man can be an engineer, so can a woman. For man can be an astronaut, so can a woman. A woman can do anything a man can do. There's one thing she can do that God designed her to do that we cannot do. And that's the one thing the enemy have deceived so many women to believe that that is a curse. And it's amazing. You don't want to know how many conversations I have with sisters, and I get to talking about her superpower and the whole atmosphere change. Because the enemy in this season, now it's always been around, but we really experienced it in our culture like never before. The enemy in this season is celebrating perversion. And what I mean by that is he has pinpointed and identified, or in other words, if that which is female is operating in her femininity, that's a problem with the world. If that which is male is operating in his masculinity, we come in after that too. And we have allowed our country to come to the breaking point of what's celebrated today isn't a male in his masculinity or a female in her femininity, but the perversion of it. They want to celebrate what is biologically female but acting masculine. They want to celebrate what is biologically male but acting feminine. Well, I'm preaching better, y'all saying amen up in here. And you don't want to know how many of God's people behind it. You don't want to know how many of God's preachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, his so-called people that's marching with them, standing with them, pushing for laws. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So the enemy, he saw your superpower. Now, what makes someone a superhero? You think of Superman, any of your comic book heroes, what makes them a superhero? The fact that they can do what other people can't do. Amen. They can fly. They have superhuman strength. They have X-ray vision. Amen. So when you tell a woman, your superpower is your God-given ability to give life, and they get an attitude, something ain't right. Hallelujah. Your superpower, because everything else you're trying to do as a man, everybody else can do. But what you can do that we can't do is birth life. And we want to celebrate that. But the serpent have convinced the world that birthing life is old fashioned. That birthing life is archaic. You can put it however you want to, but I just read what the master, the creator said. He designed you for that. And the reason why the serpent hates the woman that we read after the fall in Genesis chapter 3, when God said, I will put enmity between the serpent and the woman and her seed and his seed, is because he understood that the reproductive organs of the woman, her uterus, her ovaries, her fallopian tubes, her cervix, was designed to give birth to the image of God in the earth. He hates the woman. I can't wrap my mind around the fact that he has been able and successfully able to convince the one who possesses the superpower, the one who could give birth to those who would break the devil's back, the one who gives life, he have convinced them to not only agree with the master's plan, but to become the assassin of the life. He has been able to convince her not to be the life giver, but to be the exterminator of the life. Lord have mercy. Can we talk about it? So, with the technology that we have today and advancements in the medical field, there are many forms of birth control and contraception. Amen? Now, years ago, we didn't have all of this. The first and the greatest birth control is celibacy. Oh, that's a bad word in America today. That's blasphemous in America today. But hear me. No person has ever died from not having sex. Now, some of us was out there, and after letting the devil use us, you felt like you was dying if you couldn't get back to it. But no person ever died medically, biologically, in any way, shape, or form because you couldn't have sex. This is the deception of the enemy, but many have died from sexual intercourse. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. So the first and major birth control is called celibacy. Then they have birth control pills, different kind for the same purpose. You have pills. Then you have IUDs, IUS, implants, injections, diaphragms and caps, come on, patches. Mm-hmm. You have all these different forms of birth control. So what has the enemy been able to do today? You don't, whether you know God or not, whether you understand scripture or not, you have common sense. So he have convinced our society today to throw all caution to the wind. We all know there is a great probability that you might become pregnant through sexual intercourse. So what do we do today? Well, with all the options that we have today that previous generations did not have, I am going to say no to celibacy. I'm going to say no to birth control pills. I'm going to say no to an IUD, an IUS, an implant, an injection, a patch, a diaphragm. I'm going to say no to female condoms or male condoms. I'm going to say no to all of these contraceptive and birth control that's available to me. And I'm still going to practice what can make me pregnant. That's one thing. Second thing is, at that level of selfishness and ignorance, what do we do after that? Once the inevitable happens, after throwing all caution to the wind and you become pregnant, the enemy have been able to take it a step further among us and say, well, instead of repenting for overlooking all the choices that could have kept you from being pregnant, let's go to the next stage and murder the life that you carry. Number three, we live in a society that if I was to go out tomorrow and go out and murder a child, I would be in jail. If you was to go out tomorrow and murder a child, you would be in jail. But because the powers that be in this fallen nation called America have set laws where everyone else goes to jail, become a felon, and is marked for murder. But the very one that God designed fearlessly and wonderfully made to give birth to life, if she becomes her own assassin, if she becomes the executioner of the life that's in her, you don't even have to know it. And not only that, she can do it over and over and over and over again. We live in a society where we label all the other murderers, and we don't even know we're going to church next to murderers. We don't even know we lift up holy hands next to murderers. And I'm not talking about someone who have been done it, repented, and been washed in the blood. I'm talking about people who are practicing it. I'm talking about people that, who don't want, no one knows about it. We're going to work, and we got in our family, right in our community, we have perpetual murderers walking around because our government said it is legal. And hear me, once sin began to be legalized, divine judgment is at the door. The one he designed to be a door. Let's talk about that door again. In what way is she a door? Her womb is a doorway into the earth. God designed that the woman's womb, the one who came from the rib, her womb is the only legal access into the earth. And the enemy said, I know why God designed her that way, so that there would be many sons in the earth. And the more sons in the earth, the more headache I'm gonna have. So I need to convince her not only to give birth to life, but to birth death. He understood that if her womb can birth a son of God, her womb can also birth my image. Amen. Genesis 3 said, her seed will have enmity against his seed, which means his seed is in the earth too. Folk with his genes is in the earth too. People with his DNA is in the earth too. He said, well, two can play that game if I can get them to fall. And if the same womb that can birth the image of God can birth my image. He said, but you know what? That's risky too. Because I can birth 10,000 of my image. It only take one in his image and he'll wipe us out. Amen. It only take one to crush the devil's head. He said, that's still a risky proposition. So what I need to do is go to the one who have the superpower, go to the one who have the reproductive organs and convince her to kill what's in there. Mm-hmm. And with the spirit of lawlessness that's in the earth right now, it's amazing at the levels of crime and murder and rape. And you can't even get the local news to call it out. You can't get the local news and journalists to do their job and hold truth to power. You can't even get the local people to cry out against this because the enemy is the prince of the power of the air. He controls the airwaves and he's going to suppress it while we deal with it. But the devil is a liar. So he got the life givers who have succumbed to the serpent's wow and said, we don't have a problem with our womb becoming a tomb. Come on. Oh, it's gonna get better in the end. We don't have a problem with the very place where God designed life to come through. We're gonna make it a tombstone there. We're gonna make it a mortuary there. We're gonna make it a cemetery there. I'm bold enough to say what a lot of folk won't say. Because God don't raise up no punks.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Hello. So we out here and we doing a whole lot of stuff, but thank God for Brother Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I want to add is many of us sitting here today say we're pro-life, but in reality, you're really anti-abortion, you're not pro-life. You just against the murder, and you should be, the murder of life in the womb. But pro-life is not just that, it's a whole, it's everything that pertains to life. Amen? Because guess what? Pro-life starts with the mother. And if we are voting people into office who is not going to make sure that mothers have proper health care, you're not really pro-life. You're just anti-abortion. If you don't have a problem that so many in the minority community do not get the proper prenatal care and the best doctors when it comes to birth and life, you're not really pro-life, you're just anti-abortion. So we need to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But sister, he made you a superhero. What he put in you is a door. Your womb is the matrix. Your womb is the stargate into the earth. And so what has to happen, fathers, mothers, we have to start with our young people, especially our little girls, and start them early with these types of messages and explain to her what I just explained to you. Explain to her her superpower. Explain to her her value in God. Explain to her that this is holy, that it's sacred, that it's righteous. Explain to her that God only designed this under the protective covering of marriage. Explain to her, you don't give this away. Explain to her that you're gonna save yourself to birth the image of God in the earth. You're gonna raise up a prophet. You're gonna raise up a deliverer. You're gonna raise up a true worshiper. And so you got to wait. You got to save yourself. Explain to her the power and purpose and potential of what she's carrying. And we need to stop allowing our children to go into these demonic places of education where your children is being brainwashed and indoctrinated. The public school system has failed. You need to approach God and say, Lord, make a way for me to get my babies out of hell. You're sending them to the lion's den. You're sending them to Satan. And our school systems are full of witches now. They're full of everything unclean and under the sun. And they're supposed to be able to make adult decisions? Well, we need some help. So we're walking around. And people, you wouldn't know it. Women just having a good time. Many of them are murderers. Having a good time, repeated murders. Having a good time, amen. The life giver is the assassin. Hallelujah. That's gotta change. Now watch this as I close. Rib comes from a root word that means to walk with a limp, to be halt. Say, Pastor, what does that mean? Because if a woman does her job under the covenant of marriage, under the protection of your relationship with God, and use your womb to birth life, when someone walks with a limp, that means that their walk has changed. Are you there? God was prophesying through the word rib that once the enemy approached the woman, because he made man in God's image and his likeness to walk with God. Once the enemy got involved and man fell, our walk changed. We left the garden walking disabled, crippled. That's why it comes from a word that means to be limp. Amen. The same word is used when Jacob wrestled with God and he left walking. He halted. Hear me. If we do not change and preach the gospel and bring help and healing to our nation, America will continue to walk with a limp. America will continue to walk halted, disabled, and handicapped. Are you there? Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for truth. Truth supersedes how we feel. Truth supersedes our culture. Truth supersedes man's will. We thank you for truth today. We thank you for the awesome gender that you created called woman. We thank you for the female, oh God. We thank you for her superpowers. And we're here to protect that tonight. We thank you most of all for Jesus. We thank you for the cross. Your word says, if any man call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. The word of God says that all have sinned and come short of the glory. The word of God says that all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. Father God, there is none here, there's none present here today who have not sinned, who have not done the unthinkable in the presence of the Lord. We were all sinners in need of a Savior. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone here, whether you made the mistake under unforeseen pressure, to murder your child. If you was the man and you was in agreement with it, or you're here today and you say, I need to rededicate my life. I need to give my life to the Lord. Today is your day. Hallelujah. There is condemnation, there is guilt that comes when a woman allows her womb to become a tomb. And whether they know it or not, whether they understood it or not, they were bowing down to the altar of Molech and sacrifice unto her. That needs to be broken. It needs to be renounced. And repentance is necessary for redemption. When the man with the withered hand was before Jesus, what did he say? He said, stretch forth your hand. It don't feel good. Sometimes it's embarrassing. But God wants to heal what you're afraid to reveal. If you're here today and you're ready to make it right, you're ready to repent, you're ready to get the guilt and condemnation off of you, today is your day. Hallelujah. If you want to go through this prayer of redemption and forgiveness with us, just raise your hand at this time. Amen. Every eye is closed. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. If there's need of healing and restoration, the blood of Jesus is sufficient. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Father God, I just want to thank you for this privilege and opportunity. If you spoke to anyone today as they leave this place, Father God, I pray that your presence be with them. Your word said that you do not desire that none should perish, but all will come to repentance. We give you glory right now for your forgiveness through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.
You know, the truth sometimes makes us feel uncomfortable. Word tells us that Jesus is an abomination to sin. The word today, tomorrow, brothers, so blessed are we for our brothers. So many have been forgotten along the way. But the truth is, as Pastor just shared, women are blessed. The gift of life is only upon them. And so we're going to worship our Lord. The Bible says that he who exalts himself shall be humbled. And those who are humble shall be exalted. So let us worship the Lord. Blessed are the women, for life is abundant. I surrender unto you, Jesus. I surrender all to you. Everything I am to you. Oh,